I sink to the floor, collapsing at the altar. I gaze up at the filthy images. Demon cocks, eternal slaves, men used as cattle, sexual thralls. The sight disturbs me, but my cock stirs. It swells and twitches in my pants, my breathing growing shallow. Where? Where am I? It's hard to remember. Finn. Kier. Those names seem important, but I can't remember why. What's happening? A tiny groan seeps from my lips. My trembling fingers rise, guided by an unseen force. They unbuckle my belt. They remove my shirt. I slip from my clothes, allowing cool air to swirl around my slender, innocent body. Shadows dance across my skin in the torchlight. My abs are lean. My forearms are tight. And my cock, vascular and firm, it rises toward my belly button. I could look at it all day. It feels so good to stare at myself. What if I touched? My fingers glide low, fondling my hairy balls before sliding onto the shaft. I trace the sensitive tube bulging from the underside, savoring the divine blast of pleasure. My palm rubs the skin. My fingertips massage the purple cockhead. Time slows. The world slips away. Raspy breathing pierces the air while my lashes flutter. I've jacked off so many times, but never like this. There's something otherworldly in the air. I'm meant to be here. My cock needs to be massaged and cared for. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. I spit, slathering the shaft with makeshift lube. The friction is sublime, but it's not enough. I grip my cock with both hands, jacking the entire length while gazing up at the sick drawings. Powerful bodies. Powerful cocks. Creatures designed to lure and seduce boys like me. The low, mournful howl of desert wind echoes through the skylight above the altar. It blends with the squishy sound of feverish masturbation. My eyes stay focused, but something strange manifests in my peripheral vision. I peel my gaze away from the drawings, looking up at the skylight. White mist drifts into the chamber. Gradually picking up pace, it coalesces into a heavy plume that rests atop the altar. The fog twists and writhes as it piles, forming a dense pillar, towering high above. Moonlight shines through the cloud as the dark silhouette of a man materializes within. I stay still, working my cock while my jaw hangs low. The fog clears, revealing an enchanted being, flawless, masculine. Tall and imposing, his immense body stands like the trunk of a tree. A weathered tan hide coats his muscular figure like gnarled bark. Long, fire-red hair cascades down his torso like autumn leaves. His flesh is bare, save for a white cotton skirt around his waist. Upon his chest, strange runes are tattooed, arcane markings that make me uneasy. On the back of his right hand, a peculiar symbol is branded into the flesh. A purple ankh. From his back, two massive white wings protrude. Coated in pristine, downy feathers. They're nothing short of heavenly, the wings of an angel. But his bright green eyes, they're anything but divine. Hateful, unrestrained rage burns within the jade pearls. His brows furrow, his upper lip quivers. Fear surges into my core, but it only makes my cock harder. I jack fast, mouth hanging open while my cheeks glow red. I look sick, pathetic. Disgusting. Weak. I'm a pervert. Can't stop touching.
The traitor's blood runs in your veins.
His deep, gravelly voice echoes in the hallowed chamber. I'm sorry. My fist pumps up and down. I might faint. It wasn't me. I never knew.
Son of the corrupt, next in line to wear the yoke.
The magical being clenches his fists, causing muscular sinews to emerge in his forearms.
I am Janus, arcane mage and master of demon kind. Your family served admirably for generations. It was long ago that your father stepped into this chamber.
I'm here to help. I'm not like him. I've never been like him.
He knelt in that very spot. He felt the pull, the connection between us. He touched himself for me, just as his father did and his father before him. For a time he returned each decade, performing the rites and strengthening my power. He was my vessel in the mortal realm. He renewed the seal, keeping darkness away from the world.
My body sways. My hair stands on end. Pleasure in my cock builds and builds. Something about his voice. It's captivating. Hypnotic.
But his commitment waned. The visits soon stopped, leaving me trapped in the realm beyond. Left unchecked, the darkness grew and grew. It seeped back into the world. It seeped like pre-cum from your mortal cock.
He was greedy. He accepted your power and used it for selfish reasons. He amassed wealth. He built a city in the shadow of your shrine. The people here, they've been seduced by his words. My eyes lower. I'm here to ask forgiveness. Please, Janice, grant me your blessing. Allow me to right the wrongs. Give me strength to lift the veil, freeing the village from deceit. I'll become your vessel, your servant, your property.
You'll atone for the traitor's wickedness?
His expression relaxes.
Do you understand what this means? An oath of fealty, a pact sealed between men, a lifetime of devotion.
I understand, my king. The words drip from my lips, causing my cock to shudder. My lashes flutter while I slow my pace, riding the edge of ecstasy. It feels too good to stop. Can't come yet. Can't come.
Life as keeper of the shrine. You'll spend the rest of your days here on the mountain, guarding this sacred place. When my power fades, you'll enter this chamber, calling me to the world and servicing my body. Like the demons I once banished, I'll absorb your sexual energy, tethering me to this world.
Nah, but becoming your anchor.
That's right. You must never leave. I must always be in your thoughts. Someday you'll be expected to produce an heir. Find a woman who understands your commitment, and sire the next keeper of the shrine. Like your forefathers, you'll perpetuate the line.
His twisted words make my mind reel. To accept godly cock, I'll have to pay the ultimate price. Devotion. Masturbation. Obsession. A life that revolves around a man. A life in service of his mythical phallus. I'll live to protect a king. I'll live to protect his palace. The shrine, a temple to lust. Please, give me this honor. I stare up with wide, innocent eyes. Filthy hunger burns in my core. An understanding smile curls on his red lips. His tan, strong hands slip into his white cotton skirt, dropping the thin fabric. The legendary cock dangles and sways before my eyes like a hypnotist's pendulum. My gaze locks on the wide pink cockhead, tracing up the smooth, vascular shaft. Perhaps a byproduct of its impressive weight, the cock has a gentle downward curvature. It's an elegant, frightening shape. A chill races down my spine. I can't stop looking at the cock. Can't stop looking.
To forge the bond, we must become one. To receive my power, you must coax it from the shaft.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.